We are starting a new Masechta, Masechta's Bav Metziam. Masechta's Bav Metziam is about a lot of Toyim V'Nitin, Tainas back and forth. It's about Shoimrim. You have a middle, you have about Ayinah, you have about Ribbis, that's the middle of the Masechta. You have about Poyalim. And the Mishnah starts off with Shtayim Oichs V'Talis, and the second parak talks about Metzias, and the first parak also starts off with a Metzia, but it's V'Iker about Toyim V'Nitin, Tainas back and forth. Zok the Mishnah. Shnayim oichzim betalis. You have two people coming to Bez and holding on to a talis. Ze oimer ani mitzasiya, vezem ani mitzasiya. This fellow says, I found it. The other one says, I found it. Vezem akulishli. This one says, this is mine, completely mine. I found it myself. Vezem akulishli. The other one says, I found it myself. It's completely mine. You have to know why the Mishnah says two tainis, and the Gemara will talk about that. So what's the halacha? Ze yeshava she'in lo yibah pachas mechetzia. This one swears he doesn't have less than half. This one swears he doesn't have less than half. And you split the talus. How do you split the talus? So it depends. If a talus won't get ruined by splitting it, you can split it. But if not, it just means that you sell it and you split the money of the talus. Now each one's holding on to it. Each one's saying it's theirs. So the halach is, we don't know what to do, so make it achloiku. And not only that, you have to make a shvua. And we'll see in the Gemara why you have to make a shvua. Now the first question is, what type of talus are we talking about here? Isn't the halacha is that if you find a talus, you have to return it because it has a siman? Usually a talus is something that has a siman. It's not like money doesn't have a siman. Talus usually has a siman. So what exactly is the case here? That they're saying they found the talus. Why aren't they returning the talus? So the Rosh over here, in just one or two words, answers this question. The Rosh starts off in the beginning. He says, it's in a place where it belongs to the finder. Kegoyim be'ir sheruba kusim. In a city where it's roiv akum, roiv goyim, and therefore there's no chiyuv to return a mitzia of a goy, like we just learned in Baba Kama, which would have on this blot as well, that you don't have to return a mitzia of a goy. And therefore that was the case here. Now what does the Rosh mean? Because it's roiv goyim, so it's a mitzia of a goy. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn the Rosh, it means that it was Yisrael's mitzia. But since it was roiv goyim, he was meyayish. There's two ways to teach the Rosh, but in any case, it was a case where the Metzia belonged to everyone. And what do we say over here? The Loch is Yachloiku, and each one makes a Shua. Tosis asks over here that we know that a Mesechdas Babasra, the case of a Hi Arba, there's a ship that two people were fighting over, and the Loch is called the Alam Gvar, which means Bezdin doesn't get involved. Bezdin Mastalik himself. You don't have Edim, you have nothing. Just Bezdin says, you know, whoever wins, fight it yourself. That's a Loch called the Alam Gvar. So Frey Tosfos, why don't you say Kol Alam Gvar over here? Tosfos says, Tema, second Tosfos. Why over here don't you say Kol Alam Gvar? And for Tosfos, that Oichazin Shani, that here, since they're both grabbing onto it, it's Ki'ilu Kol Echod Yeshla Bevada Yachatzi. Since they're each holding on to half, they for sure have the half. And therefore, here you can't say Kol Alam Gvar, because each one for sure have half, and therefore Yalach is Yachlaiku. Someone would die at the top Rashi like that. Also Rashi is Dafka Oichazin. The Shtei Muchzakimbach, some of the Daigrashi like Tosfos, Akaponim, that's the first half of our Mishnah. The Mishnah goes further. Let's say they're arguing, one saying it's mine completely, the other one saying, you know what, I picked it up together with you. So that's the arguing. So it means like this, the one half for sure belongs to the guy saying Kulishli, the other half is the Machlaikis. So they're going to make a shvua on that half and split it. So the Rishon says, a shvua, she'en leba pachos m'shoysh chalakim, I don't have less than three chalakim. V'yimechetzi yashli, yishav she'en leba pachos m'reviya, I don't have less than a quarter. Ezenoit the shoysh chalakim, ezenoit the reviya. This one takes three chalakim, this one takes a reviya. We make the shvua in a way that when we do the chalukah, it won't be a steerer to the shvua. That's why we make a shvua this way. Of course, the guy tying the he owns half. He's shvua, half is mine. But he's saying, I don't have less than a quarter. This way, when you give him a quarter, it won't be a steerer to his actual shvua. Oh, so it's a good question. You're asking, what happened to the Kasha Migo? Bumba Kasha, Tais asked the Kasha. Tais the Ramazan of the Revi, he asked the Kasha. I'm talking about, you're never in the Chetzev Shal Migo. The guy was saying Chetzev Shal Migo. I could have said the Kulishli. If I wanted to lie, I would have said Kulishli. So obviously, I'm saying Chetzev, I'm saying the truth. That's Tais' Kasha. I'm talking about, or he tells the Nzai, you're never in the Chetzev Shal Migo. Boy, I'm a Kulishli. The Gemara says, Shal Migo to part of Meshua. So Rivam answers the migu lohitzi loy amrinon the vechetzi hashenim muchzik zeh kemoi zeh. He says here it's a migu lohitzi because when someone is a muchzik, so then to be moitzi from him with a migu you can't do that. And here since they're both holding on to it, so now you're using the migu to take away from the other guy, that's already a migu lahaitzi. Tosis is a big tosis, but very good question. Why is there migu? And the answer basically is that it's migu lahaitzi. They're both considered muchzik. It could be they're both considered muchzik with kula, even according to the Gemara Maskana. So therefore, it's migu lahaitzi from a muchzik. Two people riding on an animal. Or one guy was riding, one guy was leading the animal. Each one's saying they own the whole thing. This one swears he doesn't have less than half. This one swears he doesn't have less than half. And they split it. So what's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah? Okay, so it's the exact same case. Where the argument of Behema and Yeseach like with a Shua. So Zok Rashi, the chiddush is, from the Gemara says this, the chiddush is that Rochav and Manig are Shneim Shavim to be kind of Behema and Hefka. You both don't have to be riding it. So Rochav, the chiddush was the Rochav and Manig. That's the chiddush. Because we say, once you say the case, say all the case, they say the entire case. But the reason was the case was brought down for that chiddush of Rochav and Manig. Bezman Shehem Moidim, if they both agree that they found it together, and that's Taka Pashat, and the Gemara will talk about that also. What exactly is the Chiddush in such a case that they have Edim or the Moida? What's the Chiddush that's Chalkim Leshua? We'll see the Gemara in Daf Ches, we'll look at Rashi. So the Gemara right. That's the Mishnah. So in the beginning of the Mishnah said two people walked in holding on to a talis, which we said is Dafka according to Tosfos, because the Oichis, that's what's not called Dam Gar, say Achleiku. And it says, the tain is, one guy says, it's mine, I found it. So Zog the Gemara, Loma li lemisna zem ani mitzasiyah, v'zem ani mitzasiyah, v'zem mekul shli, v'zem mekul shli. Why does it have to say both these tainas? Zema, I found it, and this guy says, I found it. This guy says, it's all mine, this guy's all mine. Listi chada. Let it just say one. Why does it say both tainas? It's all the same taina. What are we saying two tainas for? Zog the Gemara, yeah, it's one taina. Chada k'tani. This guy is saying, I found it and it's all mine. It's like a one big taina. I found it and it's all mine. Very to Gemara, but listen, ani mitzasiya, manayadana the kulashli. Just say, I found it. We have to say, everyone knows, if you found it, yeah, it's, you're saying you own and found it, it's all yours. Why did they speak out? Also, kulashli. So the Gemara, itana, ani mitzasiya, avamina, my mitzasiya, what does it mean, I found it? The reasiya, I saw it. If just anim tzasiyah, you would think that he's tining, I saw it for it first, and therefore I'm kind of with Ria. So Tana kula shali the Bria loikani kula shali means no, I picked it up, and it's not kind of Bria. Now the Ritva speaks out that what would have me the kind of Bria. He says dafka by metzia, which is hefker, there will be a have me there that you kind of Bria, just by laying eyes on it. Masha'inkin, of course, when you bought something in the store, there's no tzad that you're kind of beria. You have to do a regular kinyan. But there'll be a having by hefker that you're kind of beria. And there is even a chance that it works the maskana. If you look at the Taisa's two lines in the bottom, Taisa says that Perek Vayas Valiyah brings down habata behefker kani. So there he answers the tkash about akapanim. There is such a tzad that a ria alone, just laying eyes on it, is a kinyan. So here, with just a name to see, you would think that Beria of Alma is Kani, Tana Kulash Li, the Beria Loi Kani. Teaches us the Mishnah, Kulash Li, which Mashba Chazaka Gamura Sheikh Bati Tchila picked it up, like Rashi says, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that Ria is not Kaina. Freyti Gemara, Omimat Zamras Mai Mitzasiyah Resia, what's the Havamina that Mitzasiyah means that I saw it? Va'omar Ravina, or Ravinoi, the Gersa should be changed to Ravina, Va'omar Ravina. This is a Gemara we just learned in Baba Kama. It says in the Pasuk, Umatsasa. It says in the Pasuk by Aveda, says, V'chein tasel chol Aveda sechicha asher toivad mimenu umatsasa l'sucha l'salim. And we darshan that, dafka achicha, but not a goy. You're not machuyev to return a Aveda of a goy. And Ravina says, even if it's in your hand already, don't say it just means that I don't have to pick it up. But once it's in your hand, maybe you have to give it back. Zok Ravina, Vam Ravina, Matsasa, the Asoil Yoda Mashma, and still the Miat of Achicha. That's what Ravina learns. That the Miat of Goy is even after it's in your hand. How do I know? Because Matsasa's Mashma came at the end. So what's Ravina saying? That the word Matsasiya means not that I saw it, not that I laid eyes on it. I picked it up. So what we have mean is that Oma Ni Matsasiya means I just saw it. That means you coined it. That means you picked it up. Zok the Gemara in. Matsasa the Kra. Also yade mashma. Of course, Ravina is right. The word matzasa in the pasuk, of course, means also yade. Umiyu tana lishto da amonokat. But the Tana is talking the way we talk in our regular language. And there, if you say you found something, it's me picked it up. Think about it. When you say I found something, it doesn't mean I found it. I saw it. I don't mean that I picked it up, actually. That means found finding. So, when you see it already, I found it. Even if you didn't reach your hand. But Riyah Ba'al Makani, you would think Riyah Makani, Tana Kula Shli. Therefore, the Bryce, the Mr. Mishra says, he said Kula Shli, which means that I actually picked it up. The Riyah Ba'al Makani teaches us the Riyah Ba'al Makani law. If that's the case, so still why do you say two things? Just say coolishly. But listening coolishly. Just say coolishly and don't say ani mitzasiya. Just say that it actually is tiny, you picked it up. Why do you have to say the word mitzasiya? And for the Gemara, itana coolishly have amina ba'alma diktani mitzasiya b'riya ba'alma kani. I would think that all over Shas, when it says mitzasiya, means b'riya ba'alma kani. So Tana, there's an extra line here in the Mishnah, Ani Mitzasiya, V'Hada Tana Kulash Li, and then it says Kulash Li, the Mishnah Yaseira, from the extra words in our Mishnah, Hashmi Inan, teaches us the Riyah Loikani. They not Kaina with Riyah. So Akaponim, the Gemara and Akasha here, why did it say, Zaman Ani Mitzasiya, Zaman Mitzasiya, Zaman Kulash Li, Zaman Kulash Li? We had this question, and we're answering that it's really one thing. The guy said, I found it and I picked it up. Why is it two things? Teach us that finding is not enough with re'iyah. You have to actually pick it up. Faith the Gemara, I still don't like Ibshat. How can it say, Mimotzes Amris Chadaktani? How can you say it's one expression, one line he's saying, it's all mine, I found it's all mine. It says, Zev Vezekatani. It says, Zev Amrisiyah, Vezev Amrisiyah, Zev Makulashli, Zev Makulashli. That can't be all one, it's not one thing, it says Zev Zev. When Zev is splitting them up, it can't be all one taina, it's definitely two tainas. So what's going on in the Mishnah? Why is it two tainas? So Gemara accepts this kasha, and Gemara doesn't say, Taki, you're right. Our Mishnah still went two different cases. Omra Papa Vitema Rav Shimi Ba'ashi, Va'amri Lo Kadi. Some say Kadi. Kadi is either the name of a Chacham, or Kadi means that no one said this over. And the answer of the Gemara is, to explain the Mishnah, means not B'Shem no one. We don't know who it's B'Shem. Kadi means we don't know who it is. They answered, Reisha B'Metzia. Rav Papa said it B'Shem himself, not B'Shem anyone. That would be all the Pshat. Reisha B'Metzia, V'Seifa B'Mekka Chamemka. The Reisha is talking about Metzia. The Seifa is talking about Chamemka. Two cases of a fight. One argument is who found it first, or they both found it together, or maybe all only found it, you only found it, that's one argument. The other argument is who purchased it. It means they both went to the store, they both gave money to the store owner, and the store owner said yes to both of them. Shaul, who really bought it? Which one was first, and which one was the real koina? That's the machlaikis, and that's where the argument is between them, and we say achlaiku. And Rashi speaks out, Dafka mek chamemko or metzia, it's possible to be a chayku b'shua. Why? Because it's possible they both bought it. And it's possible they both found it. But let's say the argument is, one guy says, I sold the talis. The other guy says, I sold the talis. Then the halacha is that lo yachloiku, because one of them b'shua is a ramai, and hey munach. That's what Rashi says, and we'll keep this Rashi in mind. Rashi holds that when the vadei ramai, then the halacha is hey munach, because here, for sure, one of them is lying. Bishlam, by finding it, it's possible they're saying the truth. They both found at the same time. But or the case of Mecca Memphis over here, by Araktia, here it's impossible. So it says in our Mishnah both cases. Why do you have to say two cases, Taka? But Tzricha. The Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Tapa on base. The Tana, Metzia, Havamina, Metzia, Huda, Rabu, Abonon, Shua, Leha, Mishum, the Mairi, Va'oma, Chavaroi, Lav, Midi, Chasaba. So now, this Gemara now gives us a first inkling of what the Shua could be for. He says that the Shua is like this. The guy is Meira Hetel Atzmai and says, you know what, even if I lie a little bit and I'm taking the Metziah from him, Lemaisa, I'm not causing the guy any loss. So he won't find that thing. The talus I found. I'm not causing him a loss. He just doesn't get the gain. So therefore, he's Meira Hetel, you know what, I can lie a little bit. So then we make a Shua to get him out of his doldrums and he won't lie. So the Itana Metzia, Havamina Metzia, who the Rama Bon Shua Leha, Mashun the Mayor Vamar, he says to himself, Chavroi Lav Midi Chasba, he's not losing anything. Ozlov Itvis, I'll grab it, Vespalik Bahadei, and I'll split it. He found the whole thing, I'll grab half. Okay, give me half, okay? You know, it's all Metzia, he doesn't have to get everything, well, split it with me. So he's Mayor Hatta. Therefore, the Shua comes and knocks him out, says, oh, he's Shua, he's not going to do it. Avamek Chamemka, like a Memahachi, by Mekka Chamemkar, the deer, it is a hefts to the guy. If the guy is running after to give the money and he wants to buy something, obviously he needs that. He didn't just find it, he needs it. So maybe there, there's no Moira Heta there. And there, Shuvah is not going to help. Obviously, either Ganav or it's the truth. You don't need a Shuvah for that. Maybe there, you won't make a Shuvah. Shuvah won't help there. Because there's no Moira Heta. So that would say, if just a Metzia, you would say, my Metzia is a Moira Heta. But not Mechamemka. And the Gemara says the opposite Svaro. Who the Ramu Rabban and Shua? There there's a Shua. Why? Because the Meiri of Amar, he says like this, Chavaroi Domikiyav, I paid for it, my friend paid for it, but I'm not Domikiyav, I paid for it. Lemaisa, if we break up the sale, we split it, then we get the money back. So it's really no loss here. There's no loss. Everyone gets the money back. There's no loss. What? No one's going to come up with a money loss here. Let's say it's a $100 item, each one gave $100. So if they split the item, they get back $50. Each one get back $2. No one's going to lose any money here.
The $100 in the
money. Yes, right, exactly. Each one $100 in the money. $100 item, exactly. $100. So if they split it, so the Meicher will give $50 back to Reuven and $50 back to Shimon. So no one losing money. What? Then we'll talk about that. What? Yeah, any question?
The
Meicher is giving back money, yes. The Meicher is stealing money. You're not taking $200 for one item. That's not the Shiloh. Not worry about the Meicher is not stealing here. He doesn't know who he sold. He himself doesn't know who he sold to. We'll see in the Gemara soon. Being done, make a man good. Rami Rabban Shmuel Elwavish. The Meir Vam. I says, "Chavroi Domikiyav, I know Domikiyav. My friend gave money, and I gave money. Hashto the Tzricha LeDidi Ashkelei Ano. Since I need it, I'll take it. The Chavroi lays a little wisdom. He'll go buy somewhere else. He'll buy it somewhere else. He'll buy the tissue somewhere else. What's the big deal? Av Metzia, you can't find it on Metzia. There is Taka loss. Av Metzia, like the Meir Mahalchi, Emaloi." Tzricha. So therefore, there maybe you wouldn't have the heta of Meir Heter. Kamash Lo, you do. So it comes out, Pashas, the Gemara is saying here, is that by both Mekcha Memkar and Metzia, you have a Meir Heter, and therefore, making a Shua, this will fear a Papa, this will come out. The reason for the Shua is to knock him out of his Meir Heter, that he's saying, oh, it's not such a big deal, I'm taking away this, taking away that, not such a big deal. So therefore, we make a Shua for that. And we need a Tzricha, so because each one by itself has its own special Chiddush, and therefore, they each need the case of the Mishnah, Zeh Amin Zesiyah, Vizeh Oimer, Kula Shalit.